This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The death toll in Tuesday's massive explosion in a Beirut warehouse is at least 135, with more than 5. As search and rescue efforts continue in the Lebanese capital, UN Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq says the United Nations is stepping up emergency assistance and sending search and rescue specialists to help.
The Secretary General expressed his deepest condolences to the families of the victims, as well as to the people and government of Lebanon following the horrific explosions in Beirut. He wishes a speedy recovery to the injured, including several United Nations personnel working in Lebanon. The United Nations remains committed to supporting Lebanon at this difficult time.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump is walking back his earlier comments that the explosion in Beirut was an attack.
Whatever happened, it's terrible, but they don't really know what it is. At this moment, they're looking. How can you say accident? Somebody was, left some terrible explosive-type devices and things around. Perhaps it was that. Perhaps it was an attack. I don't think anybody can say right now. We're looking into it very strongly.
The enormous explosion, which flattened a portion of the city, has left up to 300,000 people homeless. In the United States, there are now more than 4.8 million coronavirus cases, with over 158,000 deaths. Among the hardest hit areas are the Sunbelt states. But Arizona's governor received special praise for his handling of the pandemic. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Did Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. The latest tally in Arizona shows 87 new deaths reported Wednesday and nearly 1,700 new infections.